Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, I think you say, well, there's the bell. I'll get my Bible. That ought to be pretty easy to remember. And if you have your Bible, you'll want to be turning it to Luke chapter 22. And we're completing a lesson today on the story of Jesus in Gethsemane. And then we're going to immediately go into a lesson about Jesus being crucified. And so we'll have some readings to do from the book of Luke, who is guiding us through this. And while you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Now, the meeting house for this congregation is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're looking at the notes that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of 1923. Now let's conclude this lesson that we have about Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. And instead of looking at Luke, I want to begin with this passage in Matthew 26, verses 51 and 52, where it says, "Behold, one of them that were with Jesus stretched out his hand and drew his sword and smote the servant of the high priest and struck off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword into its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword." Now, Jesus healed that servant. We read in Luke chapter 22 and verse 51 that Jesus answered and said, "Suffer ye them thus far," and he touched his ear and he healed it. And so Jesus declared that he could call to assistance more than 12 legions of angels to help, but that should he do this, he would not fulfill his mission. Matthew 26, 53 and 54. Jesus showed the cowardice of the priests and elders by asking if they had come out against him in the night as against a thief or a robber, and why did they not take him while he sat with them and taught them daily in the temple? Matthew 26, 55. But he added, "This is your hour and the power of darkness." That's what he says in Luke 22:53. "When I was daily with you in the temple, ye stretched not forth your hand against me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness." Jesus was then bound and led back to Jerusalem, to Annas first, father-in-law of Caiaphas, John 18:12 and 13. And there, quite abruptly, that Sunday school lesson comes to a close. But there is this stanza of a song that we commonly sing right at the end of the Sunday school lesson. And it goes like this. "'Tis midnight, and on Olive's brow the star is dimmed that lately shone. 'Tis midnight in the garden now. The suffering Savior prays alone." Now I turn the page in my little Sunday school book, and I see that the next lesson is for the Sunday of March 18, 1923. And it is about Jesus being crucified. And what we want to do is read, beginning in Luke chapter 22:55 through the text for this lesson, which will end in Luke chapter 23 and verse 46. So now if you have your Bibles, let's continue this sorrowful and yet beautiful and wonderful story in Luke chapter 22 and verse 55. "And when they had kindled the fire in the midst of the court, and had sat down together, Peter sat in the midst of them. And a certain maid, seeing him as he sat in the light of the fire, and looking steadfastly upon him, said, This man also was with him. But he denied, saying, Woman, I know not. And after a little while another saw him and said, Thou also art one of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And after the space of about 1 hour, another confidently affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this man also was with him, for he is a Galilean. But Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, while he yet spake, the cock crew. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how that he had said to him before the cock crow, This day thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Luke chapter 22, verse 63. And the men that held Jesus mocked him and beat him, and they blindfolded him and asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is he that struck thee? And many other things spake they against him, reviling him. Luke 22:66. And as soon as it was day, the assembly of the elders of the people was gathered together, both chief priests and scribes. And they led him away into their council, saying, If thou art the Christ, tell us. But he said unto them, If I tell you, ye will not believe. And if I ask you, ye will not answer. But from henceforth shall the Son of Man be seated at the right hand of the power of God. And they all said, Art thou then the Son of God? And he said unto them, Ye say that I am. And they said, What further need have we of witnesses? For we ourselves have heard from his own mouth. Luke chapter 23 and verse 1. And the whole company of them rose up and brought him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this man perverting our nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar, and saying that he himself is Christ as king. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou king of the Jews? And he answered him and said, Thou sayest. And Pilate said to the chief priests and multitudes, I find no fault in this man. But they were the more urgent, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, and beginning from Galilee, even unto this place. But when Pilate heard it, he asked whether the man were a Galilean. And when he knew that himself of us, whether this man were a Galilean. Wait just a minute. Here it is. Luke chapter 23 and verse 7. And when he knew that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him unto Herod, who also himself was at Jerusalem in these days. Luke chapter 23 and verse 8. Now when Herod saw Jesus, he was exceeding glad, for he was of a long time desirous to see him, because he had heard concerning him, and he hoped to see some miracle done by him. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood vehemently accusing him. And Herod with his soldiers set him at naught, and mocked him, and arraying him in gorgeous apparel, sent him back to Pilate. And Herod and Pilate became friends with each other that very day, for before they were at enmity between themselves. Luke 23:13. And Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, and said unto them, Ye brought unto me this man as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, found no fault in this man touching those things whereof ye accuse him. No, nor yet Herod, for he sent him back to us. And behold, nothing worthy of death hath been done by him. I will therefore chastise him and release him. But they cried out all together, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. One for whom of a certain insurrection made in the city and for murder was cast into prison. And Pilate spake unto them again, desiring to release Jesus. But they shouted, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And he said unto them the third time, Why? What evil hath this man done? I have found no cause of death in him. I will therefore chastise him and release him, But they were urgent with loud voices, asking that he might be crucified. And their voices prevailed. And Pilate gave the sentence that they asked should be done. And he released him that for insurrection and murder had been cast into prison, whom they asked for. But Jesus he delivered up to their will. Luke chapter 23 and verse 26. When they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, and laid on him the cross to bear it after Jesus. Luke 23:27. And there followed him a great multitude of the people and of women who bewailed and lamented him. But Jesus, turning unto them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming in which they shall say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bare, and the breasts that never gave suck. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things in the green tree, what shall be done in the dry? And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. And when they came into the place which is called the Skull, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And parting his garments among them, they cast lots. And the people stood beholding. And the rulers also scoffed at him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself. If this is the Christ of God, his chosen. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, If thou art the King of the Jews, save thyself. And there was also this superscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors that were hanged railed on him, saying, Art not thou the Christ? Save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not even fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said, Jesus, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, Today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it was now about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over the whole land unto the ninth hour. The sun's light falling in the veil in the temple was rent in the midst. And Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. So there's the story of that crucifixion. Now, there is a golden text for this Sunday school lesson. It is found in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5, where it says, He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. And the devotional reading for this lesson is the entire chapter of Isaiah 53, and we're going to begin reading that, and we'll be reading that when this particular class period comes to a close and pick it up at the next one. But here we have from the prophet Isaiah, many years before these things took place, writing about these things. And so Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, Isaiah says, Who hath believed our message, and to whom is the arm of Jehovah been revealed? For he grew up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and as one from whom men hid their face, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely, He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities.